All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Friday, February 26th. I'm Nina Moyney. The state budget picture has improved dramatically, according to the latest economic forecast from the Minnesota Management and Budget Office. The state is projected to have a positive balance of $1.6 billion over the next 2 years due to higher revenue and lower spending. The previous report nearly 3 months ago estimated a $1.3 billion revenue shortfall. MMB credits an improved U.S. economic outlook bolstered by large federal actions that have emerged since November and were not incorporated in earlier projections. But the state agency also noted that unemployment continues to hit lower-wage workers especially hard. The new number will help guide budget talks in the legislature during the rest of the 2021 session. Lawmakers have until mid-May to reach a deal on a new two-year budget if they want to end the session on time. Republican Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka said he wants to move quickly to provide some tax relief to businesses.
All those small businesses that really struggled and were getting Paycheck Protection Program benefits from the federal government, we need to make sure that we do not tax them in the state of Minnesota. We can conform to the federal government. We're going to do that next week.
Gazelka said there's no reason to raise taxes. He's strongly opposed to the tax proposals that DFL Governor Tim Walz announced last month. But DFL House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler says underlying problems will still need to be confronted.
I don't think it changes anything. We have significant needs for basic economic security and investing in a Minnesota that will work well and provide prosperity for more people in the future. And we have to keep having that conversation regardless of short-term budget numbers coming out.
Governor Walz has suggested top earners, corporations, and smokers pay more in taxes. He'll submit a revised budget next month based on the new figures. Minnesota's COVID-19 numbers remain fairly steady, although there has been an uptick in new and active cases. Here's a closer look at the numbers. Known active COVID-19 cases rose to 7,367, but averaged over the past week, the trend line remains stable. 12 newly reported deaths raised Minnesota's toll to 6,462. The health department reports the trend in hospitalization rates is encouraging and remains at levels seen last September. The state reported 41,558 more COVID vaccinations, higher than last Friday and one of the highest single-day counts since the agency began posting data in late December. Minnesota currently ranks 20th among states in doses administered per 100,000 people. That's according to data collected by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The St. Paul Public School District has announced they'll offer in-person learning for older students on April 14th. Here's NPR News education reporter Elizabeth Shockman.
Minnesota's second largest district is planning to welcome middle and high school students back in mid-April after spring break and a two-day planning session for staff. Students who want to continue distance learning will be able to do so if they choose. St. Paul's in-person return date for older students is similar to the mid-April timeframe that Minneapolis Public Schools has set for its middle and high school students. Both districts are welcoming the majority of their students back to buildings more than a month after the date Governor Tim Walz told public schools they needed to begin offering in-person learning for older students.
Most of these students haven't been in the classroom since the pandemic closed school buildings nearly a year ago. The Minnesota Indian Affairs Council has sent a letter to Governor Tim Walz asking him to temporarily stop construction of the Line 3 oil pipeline replacement. The council's requesting a stay on the work until challenges to the project are heard in court. Here's NPR News reporter Dan Crocker in Duluth.
The Indian Affairs Council is the official liaison between the state and the 11 Native nations in Minnesota. In the letter, tribal leaders say the project's brand new pipeline corridor threatens treaty-protected territory. They also worry that Enbridge could eventually build more pipelines through the new corridor. The Red Lake and White Earth Nations have already asked both state regulators and the Minnesota Court of Appeals for a stay on construction. Both requests have been denied.
Construction on the $4 billion project began December 1st. It replaces a 1960s-era pipeline that carries tar sands oil from Canada across northern Minnesota to Enbridge's terminal in Wisconsin. More than 4,000 workers are currently involved in the project. In sports, the Minnesota Wild host the Los Angeles Kings tonight in St. Paul. The Wild hope to extend a winning streak to 5 games. And a volleyball match scheduled for tonight between the Gophers and Michigan has been postponed. The Wolverines reported a widespread COVID-19 exposure. In weather, temperatures hit the 40s once again this afternoon across much of Minnesota on mild southwest winds. Saturday brings colder air to northwest Minnesota and highs in the teens. Highs remain mild in the south. A quick-moving weather system brings snow to southern Minnesota overnight Saturday night into Sunday morning. Snowfall totals of 1 to 3 inches look likely for the Twin Cities and southern Minnesota. Some locations could pick up 4 inches south of the Twin Cities. That's it for Minnesota Today. Listen again Monday morning. I'm Nina Moyney. Have a great weekend.